In this episode, I give you 3 straight tips on how to convert more sales by just feeling more relaxed in your business, aka remove that stick up your ass and get more people to finally listen to you. So seriously, that will help you out in removing the stress from selling. And most importantly, I'll walk you through a very powerful mindset shift on how to build momentum and not staying stuck on stock mode or feeling scared of selling anymore. So that is my challenge for this episode, to help you feel amazing and excited again about selling. So stick around because it's about to get juicy, juicy, honey.
Welcome to the E-commerce Queen Boss Podcast by So Here, where you get every week clarity with your marketing strategy and alignment to build a thriving online business. Your host, So Here, is an expert in experience marketing and consumer psychology. She worked with clients ranking from startups to multi-million dollar online businesses. The E-commerce Queen Boss Podcast is for the woman on a mission to build her own empire. And it's starting in 3, 2, 1.
Well, hello, dear Queen Boss, and welcome to the episode number 9 of the E-commerce Queen Boss podcast season 2. This is a curated replay of the Facebook Live, so I apologize in advance for the sound quality. I did my best to improve it on the post-production for you. I gave super powerful extra tip at the end, so make sure you listen until the end. I promise you it's gonna be worth that time. This episode is sponsored by my free profitable e-commerce marketing plan. If you're tired of searching the web for a marketing plan that is going to seriously make you build that e-commerce dream of yours, head over to the show notes to download your free copy now. While listening to this episode, the audio will still be running. And before I get to the next stage, I just want to say something that happened for me in the last week. So basically, last week I stayed off for a while because I needed to do some soul searching and some self-care and all the beautiful things that I preach in this podcast. And I came up to the realization that from now on, I really want my content and this podcast to truly serve e-commerce entrepreneurs who are growing their business in the fashion industry, in the lifestyle industry, the beauty industry, and the accessories industry. If you're not selling if you're not selling product in any of these industries, my content will still be there to help you out, but I just want to make sure that right now, all the things that I do are things that truly make me happy. And because I've realized that I really love working in those industries, and being a fashion e-commerce entrepreneur myself, it's obviously my zone of genius. So this is where I really want to recenter this. So I would like to start welcoming the fashionistas, the e-commerce entrepreneurs in the beauty zone, and all those people, because this is going to be a podcast specialized only for you from now on. And so here we go with this amazing episode.
You're trying to sell your items. You've been trying to get people to get interested into what you're doing, and you've done Facebook Lives, maybe Facebook Lives, Instagram Lives. You've shared your product many, many times. You tweaked your sales copy many, many times. Say hi as you join in. I want to know who's here and how I can help you. Make sure you ask your questions. And so you've been trying to do the whole things how everyone is telling you to do, you know, marketing and selling your stuff, and it's just not happening, basically. And you just started to go all around and, you know, spending hours into YouTube, spending hours into Google, and hoping into different kind of coaches, freebies and things like that, and just wasting your time, because whatever you find in those free stuff are things that you already know, things that you've already tested, and it's still not happening for you. So here's the thing, when it comes to selling, and I know that whatever is your situation right now and that you're struggling with all that, and you keep going, and sometimes you feel like giving up, and you definitely want to keep going with that because you love working for yourself, you love the idea of having a business, you love those products that you sell, you really stand firmly behind what you're selling because you think these products are amazing and that they can definitely change someone's life. You've probably tested them on yourself and you love them so much that this is why you are so passionate about your product and your business, and you still want to make that happen, and you want to have a business that is just not draining all your energy, and you want to have something that's working and obviously helping you into paying your bills, helping you supporting your own needs or your family needs. You want something that works, basically, just like everyone else. And when you're saying that you're an entrepreneur, you want to feel proud because you know that your business is actually successful, and you don't want to like keep on, you know, giving the face of to people that it's really working when it's not really working. So, anyways, let's get into it. If any of this relates to you, like you feel that I've been talking about you, then this is just perfect for you. The first thing you need to do in order to stop sounding like everyone else, and I mean, you know, by that I really mean remove that stick up your arse. The first thing that you need to do is to switch your mindset. We're gonna do a mindset shift here, and I want you to take a moment for yourself and really think about what I'm saying, because this is the only way that's going to work. So first of all, what we tend to do, especially I know that it's across all the majority of people who are selling physical products. I see that happening a lot. So you come live or whatever, you open your business, you open all your social media accounts, and you feel like, oh, I'm not the brand. My product is the brand. This is what I'm selling, right? So you focus on selling this product and this product only. That is one thing that we need to start shifting. That is the first thing that needs to start shifting. And the majority of people who are like selling physical products are like creative people, you know, people who have invented that thing that they are selling, or they want to be in business, but they feel like that they're introverted, and so they chose to go after a product because they don't have to sell themselves. They're not the product is the product, right? So here's the thing that we need to shift your mindset towards. First of all, when you're an entrepreneur, whether you like it or not, you're part of your business, and you're part of your business. That means that you are your business. Your business was based on your first or your need first, right? You're the one who probably tested the idea before, and you know it worked on your business, and that is exactly why you are your business. And so whatever you are building in your business it's a natural extension of you. So we are not like, you're not online to just sell those products. You also have to sell, quote unquote, yourself. And let me explain that. What I see and what I hear a lot, especially with creatives, is that they think that, oh, I'm a creative person, I'm an artist, I'm not an entrepreneur, I'm not a salesperson. The first thing that you need to do in the mindset shift is to detach your identity to selling. You have to detach that. You are a person. What makes you like unique is your creativity. Your creativity is part of you. It's something. But at the end, what is really important and what you have to focus on is that you are a human being. What you do, meaning your business, selling, marketing, all these things are what you do. They're not who you are. So when you are selling, or when you come up with an idea like, or something like, when you come up with a mindset of thinking, I don't like to sell because I don't want to be salesy, because I'm not a salesperson, I'm not a marketer, forget about that. This is like literally the wrong way of thinking. You are not what you do. You are a person, you do things momentarily, and you move to something else. But whatever you do, you're still the same person. And what doesn't change, or what, like, ultimately, what stays the same is you. Selling is something you do momentarily. And so you have to detach yourself from this and not identify yourself or disidentify, if I can use this word that doesn't exist, is that forget about saying I'm not a seller, I'm not a marketer. No, I do selling, I do marketing. But you have to detach yourself from this. The reason why you have to do this is that it makes you scared. When you attach your own identity to those things, if those things don't work, they will have an impact on your own mindset and how you start seeing yourself. You start seeing yourself as a failure when you try to sell because you haven't detached yourself from selling and it's not working. And so that's why it's failing. Basically, it's not working. You're not having the results that you expect. This is why you think that you are a failure. And when you actually implement what I say, when you detach your mentality and your identity on how you perceive yourself from selling, from business, right? As I said, the business is an extension of yourself, but it's not you, right? So when you do this, when you detach your identity from that, and people are saying no to what you're doing, you will not feel hurt. You will not take it personally. And that is the first thing in terms of being an entrepreneur and being successful in business. Because as an entrepreneur, you will hear no a lot. And if you take it personally, then this is where it's going to hurt like a motherfucker. And that is just unfair on you and how you feel. Being an entrepreneur, you have like highs and lows, but it should feel good. It should feel like it's allowing you to naturally progress to a better version of yourself, which it definitely will, because there is such a big ass learning curve when it comes to being an entrepreneur that you will feel like you're always challenging yourself to become a better version of yourself. And that's the beauty of being an entrepreneur. And so, as I said, the first thing is to detach your identity to thinking I'm not a seller, or I'm a seller, I'm a marketer, I'm not a marketer, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm not an entrepreneur, to entrepreneurship, my business, selling and marketing is something I do, this is not me. So as I said, when you do that and you don't get the response, you will not take it personally and it won't hurt, and so it won't stop you in your momentum. Second thing that you need to know when it comes to selling and selling products or selling whatever you're selling, right, is that you have to set the right expectations when it comes to the time frame. I have seen so many e-commerce entrepreneurs either dropshipping or creating their own stuff who did their very, very, very first launch without a proper marketing campaign, without the proper work before to build the excitement around their brand, launching their stuff, and within a matter of a few days to a few weeks, less than a month, already want to throw the towel. I mean, what the hell are you doing in here? I mean, excuse my French, what the fuck is this, right? Who said that you will get sales or you will get a tremendous success straight after you launch? It happens to almost nobody, right? Everyone that I know who's been successful, and the big companies out there, the Fortune 500 companies, they've been there for many, many, many years, and they have gone after their dreams. They have, you know, pushed and persisted and again tested and tried and tested and tried and failed and tested and tried, and some stuff worked And they kept on going like that until they become who they are. And so what I'm trying to explain in here is that you will start seeing money coming only when you have, when you set the right expectations that you, that it's gonna take time. And so once you set that as an expectation, it's going to help you stay consistent. It's gonna help you stay consistent, and you're going to understand what the game truly is about entrepreneurship, how much work you need to put down, and how often you need to come up and do your thing. A lot of entrepreneurs have been doing this for many years. I have been doing what I do for 8 years now. As an e-commerce entrepreneur, two years, but coaching others into the world of the e-commerce for 8 years. And so I can tell you, throughout all these years, that I have seen people started trying and failing and just stay at that because they haven't seen the results as quick as they thought. The thing is that there is no overnight success. Success is built up upon time, and you will reach it. You will reach it like in momentarily in your journey, because it's all about the journey, right? Success is not a destination, it's the journey. Is success is truly when you reach the point where you actually enjoy the journey, and it's happening for you, and you're building on that momentum, and you're not stopping, and no matter what gets thrown at your face, you're still going after it. And the last point, so first of all, I said detach your identity. Second is to set the right expectations in terms of time. And the third, but really not the least, is to create the energy in your business. You are in charge of your business. You are the leader of the excitement in your business. And so you have to be the leader of the excitement around your product and around your business. And that starts with being fucking yourself when you come live. It starts with sharing what you stand for. And most of all, the thing that truly is going to set you up for success and truly separate you from the crowd is to be human. You can be professional and you can be human at the same time. It's all about being relatable. The people who will buy from you, and again, I keep saying this, I keep posting it, but I want to keep on doing that, is that people will buy from people they like, trust, and know. Know, like, and trust factors. And how you do this? By showing up regularly in your business, by sharing what you're doing, why you're doing this, but truly about being relatable and explain what you're doing and, you know, stand firmly behind your products. If you are thinking of throwing the towel within your first 3 months, and especially I'm going to be harsh on this, like, but straight through, like, if you're thinking of throwing the towel within your first month in business, you're not meant to be an entrepreneur, and that's okay. That's just okay, right? It's not for everyone. Truly, it's not for everyone. You can just go back to your 9-to-5, and that's just fine, because if this is what you need, this is what you need. And I'm not saying that it's not forever. You know, I think all entrepreneurs have tried stuff that didn't work. Back in 2013, when I was still working at Microsoft as an manager, I tried to launch my e-commerce, my very first one, but I didn't have the time for it, and this is why it failed. And I didn't stay at that. I came back at it and stronger and better with all my time and energy and things like that, and all my heart and all my energy. And this is where things started to work, because I didn't stop at one failure. And so maybe you don't have the right idea right now for your business, or maybe you want to go back and thinking of what you can improve upon. But also, maybe the thing is that you, like, if you're in business within your first year in business, it truly is the first year where you have to set the right expectations, that you're here to test and try things. And collect information, collect the feedback that you get from the people around you, your potential buyers, your followers, and your buyers, the first buyers. You're here to test and try and play around for the first year. And so this is why so many entrepreneurs fail and close within the first year, because they don't have that right time frame set expectation that it takes a long time. It's a journey, and you will not get there overnight, because no one gets there overnight, truly. And so be the excitement is the last one, is create the excitement around your brand, create the world of your brand, and let people come in. The world of your brand is your brand and what you stand for and what makes you unique. And this is where you have the full freedom of creativity to infuse your own personality into your business. And as I said, be human. Be relatable, because this is what's going to make people like you. Because people like everyone online that I know, and you tell me if I'm wrong, aren't you just happy when, you know, you read stuff online of people who are going through the same thing as you do, and you're like, oh my God, yeah, I'm not on my own. That's great. I found someone else. And you feel like closer to that person. You feel like that you want to be friend with that person. And if that person comes up with, you know, that they have been struggling with that issue, whatever, and they found something to, get them out of this situation, and they want to share that with you, like, you will definitely feel more inclined to buy from them, right? But it's because they showed up. It's because they have been relatable. They have opened up themselves to you, and they have shared what they are selling. And this is why you're going to buy. And when you're like an entrepreneur, you kind of tend to forget what it feels like to be a buyer. And so one of my best marketing tips that I can give you is to switch back to how a buyer would think. That person, like, truly your ideal customer, try to really understand them inside out. And this is what I'm going to leave you with.
All right, this is it for this episode. I truly hope that you have been able to do that mindset shift and start feeling excited again about selling. I dropped a lot of very precious content. If you have any questions around this episode and, you know, you want to keep working on this mindset shift, well, I will definitely advise you to keep listening to this podcast, and also contact me directly through Instagram direct messages, because this is where you can have a direct access to me. And I reply to each one of my DM on Instagram. You can search for me at e-commerce queen boss, obviously. Again, my name is Soher, and it was an absolute pleasure to serve you today. And remember, keep building your empire, because a thriving queen boss never quit on herself. Until the next time, have a blessed day, honey. Trust would you?